Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Big names are heading to UFC 262, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet. Watch the fists fly this weekend. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is quarter number one of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Greg, you all set for some Penn State football talk?
You bet, Jim. The weather's warming up and things are slowing down a little bit in the Penn State universe, but they will be back roaring with a vengeance here soon enough.
It is finally starting to warm up, but I got to tell you this, Greg. My niece graduated from college at a school in Ohio near Cleveland, not Ohio State, but near Cleveland. Pictures from her graduation, it was snowing, and that was this past weekend. So it is May, right?
That's right.
Anyway, let's start as we typically do with some recruiting talk, Greg. And we've talked about this with the other guys. I wanted to get your take on it. Stop me if you've heard this story before. The number one ranked recruit out of the state of Pennsylvania, Inai White, a defensive end from Philadelphia, he's narrowed down to his top eight list of colleges that he's interested in going to. And Penn State's not on that list. So it looks like, once again, Penn State's not going to get the number one player in the state. Is it a big deal?
I mean, it is on one hand, because Penn State has had such a struggle for so long when it comes to getting the top player in Pennsylvania to an extent. Now, again, this class right now is not quite the same as it's been in the past. I mean, I think half of it is made up of guys from Pennsylvania, and they have some really good Keystone State kids in this class already. So this isn't as it's been in past years, but at the same time, it just feels like they struggle to get traction in Philadelphia in a lot of ways. Now, I know Ken Talley's committed, and that's great, but I mean, you just think of all the guys who have been stars at Philadelphia area high schools. More often than not, Jim, they have gone outside of the state of Pennsylvania, and I think that that's one of the reasons Penn State may be struggling now with a guy like Inai White, is that he's seen so many people either at his school or in the city leave Pennsylvania, leave Philadelphia, and have great success elsewhere that let them get to the NFL. So guys maybe don't feel as if they have to be the in-state guy that goes to the in-state school. They can leave and still be okay. So yeah, when you put it all together, it's obviously not a good thing, Jim, especially because, again, defensive line recruiting has really been maybe one of the biggest areas Penn State has struggled in during the James Franklin era. And so you lose a guy like this, it's in your own state and it hurts. But at the same time, you know, you never got a great sense that Inai White really had Penn State at the top of his list. And why that was, I don't really know. But he's long seen to be a guy who's going to go outside of the region, outside of Pennsylvania. Plenty of SEC schools on his list, plenty of other schools that are not in Big Ten country on his list. So not good for the Lions, obviously, but at the same time, sometimes you just have to accept the way these things work out. That's what Penn State has to do here.
I said on our show earlier this week, it doesn't feel like it hurts as much as the last couple years with Nolan Rucci and Julian Fleming, and maybe that's because it kind of went down to the end where Penn State was number two on the list, and that seems to hurt even more. But at defensive end, losing out on an Inai White, does it make it that much more important to get someone else, like, say, a Danny Dennis Sutton, a defensive end, who there's been a couple of the crystal balls for him coming here? What's the latest on him?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at Danis Sutton, he is a guy that Penn State just has to land, not just because he's such a good player and that anyone who's able to go to the, you know, the recent Under Armour camp kind of raved about what they saw from him, but, you know, he's a number 70 player in the 247 Sports Composite. He's a four-star defensive end, number 5 in the country at that position. He has offers from a bunch of major players, Alabama, Georgia, among those, and you're right, there are some crystal balls coming in for Penn State, and here's where they're going to have to sweat this one out a little bit, because you do get the sense that he wants to go visit some of these schools that he has yet to get a chance to see, Jim, and wants to go check things out. And obviously, I think Penn State will be the school and the staff and the facilities and all that that everyone he goes and sees is compared to. But I think the scary part for Penn State fans is that what if he falls in love with another school while he's out on the road? And what if that makes it not as likely for Penn State to land him, or at least not the slam dunk that we thought it could be? So that's one of the things we'll have to keep an eye on here moving forward. I think that Penn State is in really good shape to get him. The Crystal Balls agree on 247 Sports, but it's not a done deal yet.
No, it's not. And a reminder for everyone, visits will begin in June. So things have been a little bit quiet in May. That's perhaps the major reason why, if you're this close to being able to make actual visits, it's probably best to wait at least to get that opportunity come June. One guy who didn't wait for that time was the number one junior college player in the country, and this comes from Lackawanna Junior College, and it's Tyrese Mills. He's a safety, following in the footstep of Jaquan Brisker, Jair Brown. But here's my question for you, Greg. He's listed as the number one junior college player in the country, and he's also listed as, I'm using air quotes here, only a three-star guy. How do you make those 2 points jive? Shouldn't the best junior college player in the country be ranked higher than that?
Yeah, it can be hard with those JUCO rankings because I don't think they necessarily go on the same scale of, you know, what the high school guys are. So, no, it does. It feels like that should be the case, but we haven't always seen it be the case over the last few years, and I've seen it enough to think that, you know, that people want to these guys who evaluate these players probably rank them as soon as they commit somewhere. In the case of this particular commitment with Tyrese Mills, you know, he didn't really have any other offers. He has not obviously gone to any camps yet. He only played in 2 games last year, so you almost kind of put the 3-star label on him and then see where things go from there as you see him in the summer at camps or on the field in the fall once games begin. So I think he can certainly rise to listers, no question. Penn State, my one question here is, you know, Penn State has had success getting guys at Lackawanna and getting the secondary guys, especially at Lackawanna, but the one they didn't get last time around that they wanted, Dahan Warren, you know, is this an overcorrection in a way? And are they going all in now on Tyrese Mills to make sure that they don't lose him just like Dahan Warren? And do they think that he's on that same level? So that's what I'm curious to see moving forward here, is what other schools, if any, get involved, and what does his work actually look like when he gets out on the field, again, either out of Penn State camp this summer or next season at Lackawanna. We'll be very interested to see that. He did do a very nice job in the 2 games that he played. He was very productive, but as we know, it's a big jump from Lackawanna to Penn State that not every guy who makes that transition actually ends up making. So I like the commitment. I don't think you want to read too much into the fact that he only had an offer from Penn State and this, that, and the other thing, and he's a 3-star, but, you know, at the same time, you know, it's not like Penn State just went out and got one of the nation's top high school recruits. They got a guy from Lackawanna who we've seen some good things from, but not everything, so time will tell.
A couple new names, at least for us here, that have been showing up on Penn State lists that I wanted to ask you about. First up, Keon Saab. We always, of course, have that issue on these pronunciations, Greg.
Harder, doesn't it, Jim? Feels like there's more than what there's ever been in the past, or maybe that's just me, but I don't know. It just feels like we have more questions about names now than ever before.
And what's sad is, it's not like a long name. It's one syllable,
right?
And we're struggling with it. Maybe it's just us, Greg. Well, anyway, Keon, he's listed as an athlete. He's at IMG Academy. You know, ratchet up the typical competitors for his services, Alabama and Clemson. But what can you tell us about him? Again, listed as an athlete, what position? We know at IMG, that doesn't mean they're actually from Florida. Where's he from? Where would he play? And just how much are the Nittany Lions in this battle?
Yeah, I do think that they're definitely in it, and the reason you can say that with confidence is because this is a guy who's already scheduled a Penn State official. So he's going to be on campus this summer. He's obviously going to go see some other places. I do think the Lions are right in the thick of things for this one, Jim, but at the same time, I mean, it's just so hard to get ahead of yourself. You don't just want to be careful because you don't want to, downplay the fact that what we know now and what these guys know now and what they're going to know after finally being able to take visits, in most cases for the first time as a recruit and the first time with this offer and that offer and the other offer. I mean, it's going to change a lot of things from a lot of guys. It's going to go from, you know, guys thought that this was their school or that was their school, and then they're going to get there and see it, and maybe something's going to stand out that didn't before, and maybe something they thought they liked they're not going to like, or conversely, maybe something they thought was too far away they actually get there and they realize that it's not too far away, that it's perfectly a fine place to be and it's close enough for their family to get to and all that. So I think Penn State is right in the mix here for Keon, and you know, obviously they're going to have a lot of work to do to close the deal there, and it starts with the official visit. But yeah, I think that's the biggest thing to keep in mind. It's just that, you know, you asked where he's from New Jersey, but the biggest thing to keep in mind here is just we know and feel and can see and hear things about different recruitments right now, and we can make predictions and make, you know, good guesses and things like that, but I think they're just going to get turned upside down for better and for worse for a lot of programs once these visits start, and guys might get to a place and be wowed, and the coaching staff might say, hey, we know you got visits to A, B, and C lined up, but if you want a spot, you know, we need to wrap this up now. And there's going to be, I think, a lot of that going on where you try and get guys committed while they're on campus because you don't know what they're going to think at the next stop they make or what's going to wow them at the next place they go and visit. And so that's going to be the challenge a lot of schools, including Penn State, have, is you had to get yourself in good position to get these visits in the first place, Jim, but now it's about what you do with those visits and how you maximize those opportunities.
Real quickly, one last name, Darius Clemens, wide receiver from Portland, Oregon. That's a long way to go. Is Penn State really in this one?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time here, so I'll make it brief, but absolutely they are. You know, again, that's a guy who you're going to want to get him on campus and kind of explain to him, hey, this wasn't too bad of a trip, was it, right? I mean, you feel pretty comfortable with how your parents could come to see you in the future, yeah? So that's going to be the big challenge there. Penn State is absolutely in the mix, but a lot of that recruitment will come down to how he feels once he gets out on the road and gets a sense for how far away things are from where he currently lives.
Real good, Greg. Thanks very much. That is it for quarter number one. Stick around. We got a lot more Penn State football talk coming in quarter number two.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, bet $1 on that fighter, and if they win, you win $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.